All right, so are you ready for some chaos?
Oh, yeah.
Because tonight we're headed to Bristol Motor Speedway.
Oh, cool.
It's a 40-lap mini stock race on iRacing.
Nice.
So picture this pack stands under the lights, those high banks and 40 cars all battling it out.
Oh, wow.
And the commentator even said,
Yeah.
"Carnage is the name of the game."
Wow, that sounds intense.
Yeah, it
So
does.
how does this event actually work?
Well, it's a fascinating blend of chaos and strategy
Okay.
because you could have wrecks on every single lap,
Right.
but there's also rules and officials, trying to keep things under control.
I see.
And then the drivers are making strategic choices
Yeah, I guess they would have.
throughout the whole race.
Yeah, we're
Well,
sure.
speaking of strategic choices,
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you about that choose car mechanic.
Okay.
So drivers could switch to a fresh backup at
Right.
certain points during the race, which
Okay.
I thought was going to be a total game changer.
Yeah, you would think so, right?
But it really didn't seem to give anyone a huge advantage.
Well, you'd think a brand new car would be a guaranteed win,
Yeah.
but it's more complicated than that.
I guess so.
You've got to think about the time lost during the pit stop.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You could lose valuable track position. Plus, there's the risk of getting caught up in someone else's mess
Oh, right.
as soon as you rejoin the race with your brand new car.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
It's a gamble for sure.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's not just as simple as hopping into a better car.
Nope.
You've got to really weigh the risks and the rewards.
Exactly.
So speaking of risks,
Okay.
one of the drivers, Derek,
Yeah.
he gave an interview and he actually compared driving this mini stock to driving his grandma's old Saturn.
Oh,
Talk
wow.
about a wild
That
ride.
is a wild ride.
Yeah.
That's a perfect analogy for this kind of racing.
I know, right?
It makes you realize that even with all the crashes and chaos,
Right.
there's still an element of familiarity.
Oh, yeah.
For anyone who has driven a car, that's a little unpredictable.
Yeah.
So it's that feeling of controlled carnage that keeps things exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He even talked about how the car just suddenly loses grip.
Oh, really?
And it reminded me of something the commentator said about the marbles.
The marbles.
Yeah, can you explain what those are
Oh, yeah, sure.
for anyone who might not be familiar with that term?
Yeah, marbles is a term for all the bits of tire, rubber, and debris that build up off of the main racing line.
Okay.
So it's like driving on black ice.
Oh, wow.
Super slippery and unpredictable.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, and drivers try to avoid it,
Okay.
which makes that clean racing line super important for overtaking. You'll
Right.
see drivers try to force other drivers into the marbles
Oh, really?
to gain an advantage.
Wow.
It adds another layer of strategy to the race.
It sounds incredibly intense
It is.
trying to manage all that and
Yeah.
also avoid contact with other cars. It's no wonder things can get a little chaotic.
Exactly. And even in iRacing, it's virtual.
Right.
Those real-world driving instincts and skills come into play.
Oh, for sure.
Remember when driver Robin flipped his car?
Oh, yeah.
The commentator called it a rookie mistake because he didn't have fast repairs enabled.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It really goes to show that preparation is key, even in sim racing.
Oh, yeah.
You have to know the ins and outs of the game, not just how to drive fast.
It's not just about driving skills.
Right.
It's about understanding the nuances of the platform
Okay.
and the specific race setup.
Gotcha.
It's kind of like knowing how to adjust your strategy based on track conditions
Oh, yeah, that's a good
in
point.
real racing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's that combination of strategy and skill that makes it so interesting to watch.
Speaking of interesting things to watch,
Yeah.
I have to ask about this nickname.
Okay.
I kept hearing the lawnmower.
The
What
lawnmower.
was that all about?
Yeah, that one had me stumped too.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, it was for one of the cars,
Okay.
but I couldn't figure out why. Did you catch any clues?
Well, it's hard to say for sure without actually seeing the race.
Yeah, that's true.
But racing slang can be pretty creative.
Yeah.
Maybe it was the sound of the engine,
Oh, that's possible.
or maybe the driver's style was particularly aggressive,
Okay.
like they were mowing down the competition.
I see.
That's part of the fun of listening to these commentators.
Yeah, for
They
sure.
always have these colorful ways of describing the action.
It definitely adds to the entertainment value. So as we move deeper into this race,
Okay.
I think it's time to talk about the driver who eventually took home the checkered flag.
Okay, let's do it.
Kevin
So the
Hayes.
mid-race is where things really started heating up.
Okay.
And Kevin's performance really started to stand out.
Yeah, it felt like every move he made was calculated.
It did.
Like he was playing chess out there
Yeah.
while everyone else was just trying to survive.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
You can't just be fast in this kind of racing.
Right.
You have to be adaptable.
Okay.
You have to be able to anticipate what's going to happen next and make split-second decisions under immense pressure.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
And remember,
it's
not just about avoiding other cars.
Right.
It's also about managing the track itself.
Especially with those treacherous marbles.
Yes, exactly.
Lurking just off the racing line. One wrong move and you're sliding into the wall. Or worse, taking out half the field with you.
Yeah, it's a high-stakes game.
Yeah, it is.
Of risk versus reward.
It really is.
It's amazing to see how these drivers handle it.
What really stood out to me was that even with all the chaos, the choose car option didn't turn out to be the major advantage.
You're right.
That some might have expected.
And if I remember correctly, Kevin Hayes, our eventual winner, didn't even use the choose car at all.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
That's crazy.
And I think that tells us something really interesting about this style of racing.
What's that?
Sometimes consistency and staying out of trouble are more valuable than taking a risk on a fresh car.
Okay.
Especially when the field is this tight and aggressive.
Yeah.
Think about it. You spend the entire race keeping your car in one piece.
Right.
Learning its quirks.
Okay.
And mastering the track.
Right.
Then suddenly you're thrown into a completely different machine.
Oh, yeah.
In the heat of the moment.
I see your point.
Yeah.
It's almost like starting over with a whole new set of challenges.
It is.
When you could be using that time to focus on strategy.
Exactly.
And maintaining your position.
And Kevin's win really highlights that he didn't need a shiny new car to take the lead.
Yeah.
He just needed to stay focused.
Yeah.
Make smart decisions.
Right.
And capitalize on the mistakes of others.
That being said.
Yeah.
Luck definitely plays a role in racing.
Oh, absolutely.
No matter how skilled you are. Going back to Derek's interview.
Yeah.
Even with all the craziness,
mm-hmm.
there's still a level of skill and feel involved.
Oh, yeah.
In navigating these cars.
Absolutely. That comparison he made to driving his grandma's old Saturn on black ice.
I know, right?
That was pure gold.
Yeah.
It gives you a real sense of how unpredictable these mini stocks can be.
Yeah.
And how much talent it takes to keep them under control.
Right.
Especially at a track like Bristol.
Which makes the fact that the last 10 laps of the race were surprisingly clean even more impressive.
And you call that tame.
Well.
I remember when Driver X almost took out Driver Y on that restart.
Oh, yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat.
That was crazy.
But yes, compared to the rest of the race, it was relatively calm.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone was just exhausted from all the carnage earlier on.
Or maybe the leaders had built up enough of a gap.
Yeah, that's possible too.
That the rest of the field was content to just bring it home in one piece.
Regardless, Kevin's win really underscores that point.
Yeah.
We were discussing earlier.
Okay.
Consistency and smart decision making are key in this kind of racing.
Yeah.
He didn't take unnecessary risks. He kept his car clean.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it paid off.
And now he's a two-time winner in this series.
That's right.
That's going to be a huge confidence booster.
Absolutely.
Heading into the next race at Charlotte.
But as you know,
past
performance is no guarantee of future success.
That's true.
Especially in a sport as unpredictable as racing.
Very true. But he's definitely one to watch.
He is.
Speaking of the next race.
Yeah.
I'm already excited about those RRCA cars at Charlotte.
Oh, yeah.
With the throwback paint schemes.
It'll be like a museum of racing history come to life.
Can you imagine those classic designs roaring around the track?
It's a brilliant way to connect the past and present of motorsports.
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how that looks on track.
You do.
It sounds like they're even considering some format changes.
Oh, really?
For future races, like introducing heat races, which could really shake things up.
Yeah, it's a bold move, and it raises an interesting question.
Okay, what's that?
What makes a racing format truly compelling? Is it pure chaos and unpredictability?
Okay.
Or is it more about strategy skill and seeing the best rise to the top?
What do you think?
Mm.
I think it's about finding that sweet spot.
Okay.
Between excitement and competition.
Right.
Too much chaos and it just becomes a demolition derby.
Right.
But too much emphasis on strategy and it might lose that raw edge of your seat thrill.
Yeah, I agree.
The choose car element in this race is a perfect example of that balancing act.
I agree. And that's one of the things that makes iRacing so fascinating.
Okay.
It allows for this kind of experimentation and innovation
right.
in a way that real world racing sometimes can't.
And it gives fans a chance to see different styles of racing and decide what they enjoy the most.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this Bristol Mini Stock race, I think it's safe to say that we've seen a little bit of everything.
We have.
From close calls and near misses to clever strategy and skillful driving.
It's been a wild ride.
It certainly has.
But before we go,
yeah,
I want to leave you with a thought to ponder.
Okay.
If you could design a racing format, what would make it the most exciting for both drivers and spectators?
Okay.
Think about the cars, the track, the rules, the strategies.
Wow.
What would be your recipe for the perfect blend of chaos and control, skill, and spectacle?
That's a great question to leave our listener with.
Let us know what you come up with.
It really gets you thinking about all the elements.
It doesn't.
That go into creating a truly captivating racing experience. And who knows?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see some of their ideas come to life in future iRacing events.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The world of sim racing is constantly evolving.
It is.
Pushing the boundaries of what's possible. And who knows what exciting new formats we'll see in the coming years.
It's definitely an exciting time to be a racing fan.
It is.
Whether you're following real-world motorsports
yeah.
or diving into the virtual world of iRacing.
Absolutely. And speaking of diving in,
yeah.
we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From the nail-biting moments on the track to the strategic decisions behind the scenes.
We've talked about the delicate balance between chaos and control.
Yes.
The importance of driver skill and adaptability.
Right.
And the unexpected twists and turns that keep us on the edge of our seats.
And we've explored the unique aspects of iRacing that make it such a compelling platform. From the choose car mechanic to the constant innovation in race formats.
All culminating in a thrilling finish that saw Kevin Hayes take home his second victory in this series.
A well-deserved win.
It was.
For a driver who demonstrated remarkable consistency and strategic thinking.
Trial to race.
But as we've learned,
yeah.
anything can happen in the world of motorsports.
That's for sure.
And the next race at Charlotte is sure to bring its own set of challenges and surprises.
Ye can't wait to see what unfolds.
I know, me neither.
And we hope you'll join us again.
Yes.
For another deep dive into the heart of the action.
Until then,
yeah.
keep those engines revving.
Yes.
And those creative racing format ideas flowing.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on this wild ride through Bristol Motor Speedway.
See ya.
Like he was playing chess out there while everyone else was just trying to survive.
That's a great way to put it. You can't just be fast in this kind of racing.
Right.
You have to be adaptable, able to anticipate what's going to happen next, and make split-second decisions under immense pressure.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
And remember, it's not just about avoiding other cars.
Right.
It's also about managing the track itself.
Especially with those treacherous marbles lurking just off the racing line.
Yes, exactly.
One wrong move and you're sliding into the wall, or worse, taking out half the field with you.
Yeah, it's a high-stakes game of risk versus reward.
Yeah, it is.
It's amazing to see how these drivers handle it.
Uh-huh.
What really stood out to me was that even with all the chaos, the choose car option didn't turn out to be the major advantage that some might have expected.
And if I remember correctly, Kevin Hayes, our eventual winner.
He didn't.
Didn't even use the choose car at all.
No, he didn't.
That's crazy.
And I think that tells us something really interesting.
Okay.
About this style of racing. Sometimes consistency and staying out of trouble are more valuable than taking a risk on a fresh car.
Okay.
Especially when the field is this tight and aggressive.
Yeah.
Think about it. You spend the entire race keeping your car in one piece.
Right.
Learning its quirks and mastering the track.
Right.
Then suddenly you're thrown into a completely different machine in the heat of the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I see your point. It's almost like starting over with a whole new set of challenges.
It is.
When you could be using that time to focus on strategy.
Exactly.
And maintaining your position.
And Kevin's win really highlights that he didn't need a shiny new car to take the lead.
Yeah.
He just needed to stay focused, make smart decisions.
Right.
And capitalize on the mistakes of others.
That being said, luck definitely plays a role in racing.
Absolutely.
No matter how skilled you are.
For sure.
Going back to Derek's interview, even with all the craziness, there's still a level of skill and feel involved in navigating these cars.
Absolutely. That comparison he made to driving his grandma's old Saturn on black ice.
I know, right?
That was pure gold. It gives you a real sense of how unpredictable these mini stocks can be and how much talent it takes to keep them under control, especially at a track like Bristol.
Which makes the fact that the last 10 laps of the race were surprisingly clean even more impressive.
Tame. You call that tame? Remember when Driver X almost took out Driver Y on that restart?
Oh, yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat. But yes, compared to the rest of the race.
Okay.
It was relatively calm. Maybe everyone was just exhausted from all the carnage earlier on.
Or maybe the leaders had built up enough of a gap.
Yeah, it's possible too.
That the rest of the field was content to just bring it home in one piece.
Regardless, Kevin's win really underscores that point.
Yeah.
We were discussing earlier consistency and smart decision-making.
Right.
Are key in this kind of racing. He didn't take unnecessary risks. He kept his car clean.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it paid off.
And now he's a two-time winner in this series?
That's right.
That's got to be a huge confidence booster heading into the next race at Charlotte.
Absolutely. But as you know, past performance is no guarantee of future success.
That's true.
Especially in a sport as unpredictable as racing.
Very true. But he's definitely one to watch. Speaking of the next race, I'm already excited about those RRCA cars at Charlotte with the throwback paint schemes. It'll be like a museum of racing history come to life.
Can you imagine those classic designs roaring around the track? Pure visual poetry in motion. It's a brilliant way to connect the past and present of motorsports, don't you think?
Yeah, I'd be curious to see how that looks on track. It sounds like they're even considering some format changes for future races, like introducing heat races.
Oh, really?
Which could really shake things up.
Yeah, it's a bold move, and it raises an interesting question. What makes a racing format truly compelling? Is it pure chaos and unpredictability, or is it more about strategy skill and seeing the best rise to the top? What do you think?
I think it's about finding that sweet spot between excitement and competition. Too much chaos and it just becomes a demolition derby, but too much emphasis on strategy and it might lose that raw edge of your seat thrill. The choose car element in this race is a perfect example of that balancing act.
I agree. And that's one of the things that makes iRacing so fascinating. It allows for this kind of experimentation and innovation in a way that real world racing sometimes can't.
And it gives fans a chance to see different styles of racing and decide what they enjoy the most.
Yeah. Gives fans a chance to see different styles of racing and decide what they enjoy the most.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into this Bristol mini stock race,
I think it's safe to say we saw a little bit of everything.
Yeah, close calls, near misses.
Clever strategy.
Skillful driving.
A real wild ride.
It was.
It really was.
And speaking of diving in, we covered a lot of ground.
Oh, we did.
In this deep dive.
Yeah, from those nail-biting moments on the track to the strategic decisions behind the scenes.
We talked about that delicate balance between chaos and control.
Yeah.
Importance of driver skill and adaptability.
Right.
And those unexpected twists and turns that keep us on the edge of our seats.
And we even explored the unique aspects of iRacing.
We did.
That make it such a compelling platform.
Right, from the choose car mechanic to the constant innovation in race formats.
Yep, all culminating in a thrilling finish.
It was.
That saw Kevin Hayes take home his second victory in this series.
A well-deserved win.
For what?
For a driver who showed remarkable consistency and strategic thinking.
Throughout the whole race, but as we've learned, anything can happen in motorsports.
Oh, for sure.
And that next race at Charlotte is sure to bring its own set of challenges and surprises.
Can't wait to see what unfolds, and we hope you'll join us again for another deep dive into the heart of the action.
Until then, keep those engines revving, and we'll catch you next time.